From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, June 29th, 2018. And on this day, after big storms and outages over the last year, Central Maine Power wants to improve its electricity distribution system. So, who's going to pay? And Portland launches a new folk music festival this week. It's part of the city's already busy Celtic scene. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
The parent company of Central Maine Power is proposing a $2.5 billion effort to harden its electricity distribution systems in Maine and New York. That's after major storms and outages over the past year. And as Fred Bever reports, the company would like to have consumers pay some or all of the bill.
Avangrid Incorporated says storms are increasing in frequency and intensity, as it learned in Maine's October 2017 windstorm, which left hundreds of thousands of Avangrid Incorporated says storms are increasing in frequency and intensity, as it learned in Maine's October 2017 windstorm, which left hundreds of thousands of customers in the dark for days. Michael West, an Avangrid spokesman, says the company is responding with a 10-year program to improve the system's resiliency.
And so we've looked at our system and started to identify some patterns that we were seeing. And as a result of that, we started to do a deeper analysis to try to come up with a plan that would allow us to be more responsive to some of the unpredictable weather that we're getting in more frequent cycles.
As much as 80% of the damage in Maine, he says, was caused by contact between trees and electrical wires. And the new plan will aggressively pursue new methods to avert that contact. They include installation of new poles, insulating wires that might contact trees, and more tree trimming, both in and outside of the company's right-of-way.
Instead of continuing to rebuild the same infrastructure, how can we do things a bit differently? That's the reason you see this approach. So whether it be tree wire, whether it be circuits that need to be underground, whether it be shortening the length of circuits, and particularly in Maine and other areas, we should do that. And so that's part of what this whole plan includes.
One consumer watchdog says the plan looks pretty good.
I must say this is unprecedented for me to say something this favorable about CMP. I have never in my life been able to praise them this much.
Gordon Weil, a retired energy consultant, formerly served as the state's public advocate.
The probability of a line going out is greatly reduced by some of the suggestions they make. Putting in new poles makes sense. Insulated, supported wire, tree wire, makes a great deal of sense. And then the use of microgrids or batteries on circuits makes a huge amount of sense as well.
Avangrid says it will seek to recover some or all of the costs of the project from its customers, subject to approval by regulators in Maine and New York. It has yet to break down exact costs it expects in each state and whether it would invest in improving the automated metering system it has installed in Maine, a system the state's current public advocate says performed poorly in the October storm. Maine regulators continue to examine CMP and Emera's response to the October windstorm. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And Portland's busy Celtic music scene's having a moment. This weekend launches the day-long Little Sea Folk Festival. It's the culmination of an idea that brought a pair of specialists in Irish music from Portland, Oregon, to Portland, Maine. Mark Simpson has more.
When two artists find passions that mesh, great music can be made. Hans Araki is a burning Irish flutist and singer.
Valentine loved Rose.
That singer is Araki's partner and vocalist Colleen Rainey. After 2 decades in Seattle and Portland, Araki says they both heeded the call of relocating to Portland, Maine's extensive Irish music scene about 2 years ago.
Yeah, there are instrument makers here. There are fiddle makers, flute makers, pipe makers, guitar makers. It's pretty incredible for such a relative, not in square miles, small state, but not the most populous state.
Then there are institutions like the Acadia School of Traditional Music and Arts that add to the artistic pipeline in Maine. Singer Colleen Rainey also says money and geography played a part in deciding to change locations.
We were realizing, as Portland, Oregon is changing and it's growing and it's doing the same thing that Seattle did when we were smaller, it's just growing bigger than the arts community that had sort of created its soul or had been at least maintaining its soul, guarding its soul. And I think that we just thought it was time for us to relocate. We wanted to be closer to Ireland, really. We've started spending a bit more time there. And so it's equidistant between home and Seattle.
That translates to spending part of the winter months in Ireland, getting back to root musical sources, split with occasional multi-week tours on the Pacific coast. To make it work, connections across musical locales are important. They're what led both musicians to realize a showcase was needed for Celtic music in Portland and that they had the musical Rolodex to book a full day of celebration.
There is a massive population of Irish, Scottish, French, Canadian people here that have been asking for something to happen, and maybe it just took someone dumb enough to do it.
The mix of musical cultures in Maine broadened the scope of the Little Sea Folk Festival. Not just music, but dancing. Not just Irish, but building on the state's French-Canadian history as well. That's fiddler Erica Brown and guitarist Matt Shipman on the tune Les Cinq Jumelles. Together, they've helped Hans Araki and Colleen Rainey feel at home. They live right around the block, actually, and put together an impromptu performance to demo the musical flavors expected at Little Sea Folk.
I'd say an infectious sound. It's dance music, so you know the function of the music is to get people dancing, and you know, as they say, any live performance isn't really a success until people dance.
So there's an education component as well. Learn the dances, listen to the songs, and be merry is the intended message. The one-day festival will be held Saturday near the Maine Irish Heritage Center in Portland. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mark Simpson.
And you can find more details and video performance of Hans Araki and Colleen Rainey at mainpublic.org. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainpublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine, for Friday, June 29th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.